Money Radio. Thank you for joining us today for the Financial Review, and joining us now, Bradley Holcomb. He is chair of the Institute for Supply Management Manufacturing Business Survey Committee. Brad, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Always great to be with you.
Thank you, sir. The December PMI, the manufacturing report, came in at 48.2. That's down 0.4% from the November reading of 48.6. And, of course, we know that any reading under 50 indicates contraction in the manufacturing side of the economy. What do you consider to be the main driver behind this decreasing number?
Well, first of all, the entire year 2015 was a challenge for manufacturing with an average PMI of just 51.4. That's the lowest in several years, and we ended on a very soft note in December, but also in November. So it's disappointing, but I think simply a reflection of all of the headwinds that manufacturing faced throughout the year, you know, including weather, the port strike, oil prices, the high price of the dollar impacting exports, and I'm probably forgetting something. But nevertheless, a difficult year for manufacturing, yet we look forward to a better year this year.
One of the items that you just mentioned, the strength of the dollar, as we look at some of the different sectors and series here, this is something that kind of got my attention because this seems to go against what we would think. The strong dollar has generally been hurting exports, and yet in the most recent report, exports up 3.5% to 51, while imports were down 3.5% to 45.5. That seems to be all mixed up, and the only thing I can think of is that maybe there's some weakness in imports related to companies trying to trim inventories.
Well, you're exactly right. If you'll notice, the inventories of raw materials number at 43.5 is very low, but very purposeful on the part of inventory management people to close the books at year end with as little inventory as possible. And so that was a strategy. And overall, also, new orders being down and production being down, imports of raw materials is naturally down because those provide the inputs to those processes.
But what's behind exports the increase in exports?
Yes, exports, on the other hand, for the most part throughout the year, we've been below 50. I think there's only 2 months that were above 50, and one was exactly 50. So there's, my guess is, some pent-up demand associated with this 51, but also it's not an absolute number. It's directional with respect to last month. So it's not necessarily getting us back in an absolute sense to where we were prior to last year. Nevertheless, it's good to see it positive.
Now, you mentioned that there's some trimming of inventories here. How much of that is just the year-end cleaning up of house?
A lot of it is. I look at a metric on the side for my own purposes, new orders minus inventories, and I like to see 5 or better. It's 5.7 this time. It just helps me get a feel for the fact that 43.5 is too low to keep up with new orders, so I would expect that to increase over the next few months.
Another area that really got our attention was the employment, down 3.2% at 48.1, going from above 50 to below 50. And what does that tell us about this coming week's jobs report?
Well, generally speaking, it would indicate a reduction from last month in the government's numbers. And also notice that our employment number has been up and down across that 50 mark for the last several months. I think we have a pretty strong base of employment, and this represents trimming and adjusting on a month-to-month basis.
So not a big change and not enough to make a significant dent in that number that we're looking at on Friday, which is, by most estimates, right around 200,000, maybe just north of that.
Yeah, I've seen those estimates. Can't disagree.
All right. So we're seeing some weakness here. This is the weakest that we've seen since, what, 2009?
In the PMI, yes. It's over 6 years, lowest figure since June of 2009. So hopefully that means it's up from here.
One more point, prices down another 2% at 33.5. This does not seem to indicate any signs of inflation. Is that accurate read?
Well, very accurate. In fact, we reported on our December 8th semiannual review that, in fact, it represents deflation in terms of raw materials. And, you know, that's the result of 14 months in a row of prices declining.
And yet,
again, in raw materials.
Yeah, and yet the Federal Reserve is indicating to us that they're going to see that 2% inflation at some point in the future. But it's not going to be coming from manufacturing, apparently.
No, it's not. And we talk to them, so they have our input and go with it. Let's also remember that manufacturing is about 11 or 12% of domestic GDP, and the services sector the balance.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing the service side of the economy, the non-manufacturing survey, which comes out on Wednesday from the Institute for Supply Management. Joining us today from the Institute of Supply Management, the Manufacturing Business Survey Committee, Chair Bradley Holcomb. Always great information, and it's always greatly appreciated, the work at ISM. Thank you, Brad.
Well, we appreciate you as well. Thank you.